going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Rochester, New York. Each passing hour, they dance around the clock to the bright tunes of different countries around the world.
Guess what day it is?
Up the Genesee Valley, with Rochester as the focal point.
I want all of you to get up out of your chairs and go to the window and stick your head out and yell,
"Thank God it's Friday!"
Rochester was one of the first boom towns in America.
It's Friday in the Flower City.
Flowers.
You know what time it is.
Are you ready?
The heart of the city has a booming, beaming beat. Stronger than ever before.
EXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Your weekend starts now.
We made it. Anyone know if it's supposed to snow later? 65 for the high today. What's
Anything
up, guys?
Could happen.
My name is Moose. That's Breezy. And of course, the handsome intern Joe. We are all here ready to go. Get your coffee. It's time to get after it this morning.
Gird your loins, baby. Let's go. What's the tea?
Well, I never ever thought I was this person until yesterday.
Classic.
I never knew I needed so much recognition for something so small, but in my mind, so big. You know what I mean?
Welcome to the other side.
All
glad you're here.
All I was trying to do yesterday was a good deed, but I realized in order for me to do it, I'm going to need some recognition first, and I'm going to need a witness.
I can't.
Yesterday,
go into it.
I'm running around town, okay? I'm in Webster. I decided I'm going to stop by this little mom and pop deli. Awesome subs. So I go in there. I order myself a nice Sammy. You know? Got to get a nice sandwich. The guy comes to the counter, and I hand him my cash, right? And next to the register is this big plastic bin for tips. It's like a little plastic tip jar.
Does it say tipping isn't just for cows?
No, it doesn't say anything on it, but there's a little bit of cash in it. So he gives me my change back. And it's a $5 bill. And I said, you know what? I think I'm going to go ahead. I'm gonna tip this guy. I'm going to over tip. Because $5, that's nothing to wave a stick at.
Yeah, when you're working like a counter job, yeah.
Right. So as soon as I go to tip him, he turns his back and heads to the kitchen. So I wait.
You pull it back out.
I wait.
Sir, are you stealing from a tip jar?
I sat there with the money in hand until he came back because I needed him to see that I was tipping him. I needed the recognition and the thank you so much. You're such a good person. I needed that for me. And I just wanted to be the guy.
It's Freaky Friday here on PXY Mornings.
This is what happens. You become a product of your environment, Joe. This is what happens. I wanted to be the guy who single-handedly turned this dude's whole day around. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know this sounds sick, But I had an image in my head of him sharing a story of his business going under and then him seeing me put this $5 in the tip jar and him getting on his knees and weeping because
Kissing your feet is crazy.
I saved his family business. You know what I mean?
That's not you praying on his downfall.
Listen, I can't be alone on this. I know for a fact you guys listening do the same damn thing. People won't typically tip unless the person they're tipping watches them do it. I want them to see me do it. Like, here, this is right from my pocket. I'm helping you. Thank you for the sandwich.
Him putting the $5 bill in and then kind of taking it out and then putting it back in, waiting, peeping around the corner. Where is that guy? Where is he? When is he coming back? So wait.
I just sat there like this.
No, all of a sudden he has a stick and he's like waving the $5 bill like a flag. Wait, did he see you do it? So how did it end? Did he see you do it?
Oh, yeah. So when he came back to hand me my sandwich, I kind of almost like, you know, made sure he saw it. And I was like, he was like, oh, thank you so much for the generosity. I was like, no, thank you.
Boosted the flash mob with a $5 bill.
But you guys think I'm going to leave $20 on the bar for the bartender and them not have any idea who's changing their life? I need them to know that, hey, that's me. You can pay your rent now. I did that.
$20 changing a bartender's life is that's the craziest statement you've ever said on this show. $20 is not going to change my life.
It's a stack of cash right there, okay? I think any bartender would feel really good about being tipped $20.
Yes.
Joe, he left out the part that his drink was like $17, so.
That's still over a 100% tip.
That is. So I don't know if anyone else has ever done this, but I have to say this. I've always had thoughts in my head when I was on a plane because I used to fly a ton.
Sure.
I always imagined that I was sitting in first class and then a veteran boards the plane and I get up and I say, excuse me, right? And I just wanted to thank you for your service. I've played this out in my head 100 times. And then they would say, thank you, young man. And then I would say, I want you to take my first class seat as a thank you for fighting for my freedom. And then I would go sit in the back of the plane with everyone else, right? So a few years back, this guy in uniform boards the plane. He looked like a Marine. I actually was in first class because my company bought the ticket.
Thank you for that anecdote.
I was on a Delta flight.
Okay.
So I go, this is my chance. So we both make eye contact at the same time. And I don't know. I panicked. I just put my head down and I let him walk by me and go sit in the back of the plane. But I realized something about myself that day. I didn't actually want to do it. I just wanted the feeling of doing it. You know what I mean? It actually made me feel so good inside to think about doing something like that, but never actually doing it. The thought alone, I'm like, oh, I'm such a good guy.
Moose, you gotta actually do it to be the good guy.
Anyone else?
You gotta go to therapy.
Moose, you need help, man.
And honestly, you'll never get that chance again because first class tickets now are like $800.
$1,800.
So, yeah.
If not more. But I don't know what it was. I was like, I wanted to do it. I didn't do it. I felt bad about it, but the feelings of doing it and the images in my head of how it would have played out made me feel like I was so good inside.
I love that moment for you. You also have had these images and this feeling inside when you thought you were going to fight crime single-handedly, and then you found yourself in a CVS robbery, and you held the door for the guy and said, have a great day, sir. Thank you so much for coming.
Nobody knows.
Thanks, come again.
Nobody knows what they would do in a situation like that. Because there's so many, it's overwhelming.
Except for you, because you played it out 100 times over, and you're like, I know what I'm going to do. This is what I'm going to do. The veteran walks by with a walker. You're like, see ya, thank you so much.
Yeah, but as far as the CVS thing, I didn't know the robbery was going to take place on Park Ave. You know, Park Ave could be a very scary place at night.
It's across the street from
Burns. Just stick your foot out, trip the guy.
Oh my God. Well, I get where you're coming from to an extent. And dare I say, you might be worse than me when it comes to getting validation and needing that. Validation to me is air. You have played this out time and time again. And I mean,
he's sitting there planning out, how am I going to get my next hit of validation?
And then not go through with it. Guys, yesterday was 80 degrees.
It was nice.
And I was like, just having dreams and visions and premonitions of me being on the boat. And I was like, when can I go? And then I started looking into it and thinking about it. And I was trying to book a boat. And there's this huge red, like, notice at the top. And it's like, boating season is underway and the rules are changing. So if you're a boater and you can't wait to get out there like me, you got to keep in mind that you're not going anywhere until you have the proper certification. So if you're gearing up to get out there as of January 1st of this year, if you're behind the wheel of a motorized water vessel, aka a boat, you need a safety certification. So in years past, the rule has been, you know, all you have to do is have a driver's license to rent a boat, things of that nature. And that's not the case anymore. It's an 8-hour class that you need to take. It can be online. I've done it.
Like, and this isn't just not for boats as well. This is for like jet skis, I'm assuming too.
Yeah, like anything on the water, you need a safety course, which I think is smart. Like, listen, boating is as fun as it is and as chill and you love being out there. It's a dangerous hobby. It's a dangerous.
Yeah.
I mean, there's like, a lot of reckless people on the water.
100%. And people are drinking and this and that. So I think this is, I'm totally for this course. Did it. I mean, didn't love it. It was 8 hours. It did take me a very long time, but you can do it at your own pace. You can do a couple hours here, a couple hours there. And I truly believe that even if you're not like a active boater or you don't own a boat, it is like important to have just in case you do find yourself on a boat
right.
at some point. Because you will. Everyone will this summer, whether it be Canandaigua Lake, Cuca Lake, whether you're up at Sodus Bay.
Oh, I plan on many boat trips with you this summer.
Yeah. Get that wetsuit on. We go one time in May and that's it.
I got one invite last year. And I'm not going to lie. I was a little butthurt about it. Because I'm like, you're on the boat every single weekend. Me and her, we do the first outing in what, May? Second week of May? Something like that. I'm like, okay, that's great. Last year was me. It was her mom and Breeze. And, you know, we had a little charcuterie. It was nice. But I want to get after it. You know what I mean?
He wants boats and hoes. That's what he wants.
All right. All right. There we go.
We call it for what it is.
Catalina wine mixer.
Hell yeah. All my friends are texting. We're busy that day.
Okay. All right. So you guys have to plan on getting a certification, right?
It's all online. And
does it say the cost?
Honestly, it's free. I did it.
Oh,
it's
it is free.
Yep.
Oh, then you got nothing
it's
to
free.
Lose.
Yep.
All right. Coming up on the show, what's in the mystery box? Breezy and I each brought in an item to place in the box, and intern Joe will have to place his hand in to feel what each item can possibly be. There is no rules or limitations to what we can put in the box. It could be anything from a blow pop to a severed head. It's coming up next on PXY Mornings.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, intern Joe. Last Friday, Breezy and I put a random object in the PXY mystery box, which is what we're doing this morning. What's in the mystery box? That's the question. I put a fuzzy microphone covered in White Claw. I use black cherry because it's the best flavor.
Terrible.
So could I have used
terrible water?
Yes,
yeah.
But I wanted an excuse to drink a hard seltzer at 7 a.m.
Just cracking that bad boy open.
I was going for the wet rat kind of feel, and of course it freaked Breezy out, but the video's up on our Instagram at 98 Peaks by Rochester. Now, there's no rules or limitations to what we can put in the box. It could be anything from whatever, blow pop to a severed head.
To roadkill, yeah.
Breezy brought something in, and then I also brought an item in. Intern Joe, your job today is to stick your hand in that box, feel around of what it could possibly be, and then you're going to throw out a couple of guesses, okay? It could be anything today because I called Breezy last night and I said there are no rules for tomorrow morning. There are no rules.
I wish you had gloves because I don't know if this is going to... But we'll see.
All right, so we each brought in an object. Breezy's going to go first this morning. Joe, you're slowly going to reach your hand into the hole in that box and take your time, okay? After Breezy, I'm going to put my item in, but see if you can guess what's in there.
All right.
Here we go.
Okay.
And describe to us what you're feeling.
All right, so it's cold. It feels like almost like a coffee mug.
Sure.
Coffee mug has a frozen spoon in it.
Right. If I were you... And I was putting my hand, in which you're putting your hand, I would be very concerned right now.
Very much so, because there's a powder substance that's coming off on your hand right now.
Oh.
You didn't bring an anthrax, did you?
Yeah, it's definitely got ice on it. It's frozen solid. Not breaking through the ice in the coffee mug.
And feel free to smell your fingers.
I am not going to do that. There's two utensils in it.
Oh.
Yeah, it's rounded. There's ice on the outside.
Stroking the handle is crazy.
Yeah, it's really...
It's definitely a coffee mug.
Yep. You got that. You nailed that.
Okay, we know it's a coffee mug. What's in the coffee mug, Joe?
I'm telling you. Ice and two spoons. I assume spoons. I can't feel the ends of them.
Are they spoons? Final answer, spoons?
Unless it's forks, but I can't reach down and...
You gotta go with a final answer right now.
Yeah, two spoons in a coffee mug, frozen in ice.
Pull it out! Woo!
Is that what it is?
Yep.
You put two spoons in a
I need those for my allergies. Now that he's fondled the ice, I don't know if I'm going to put it on my eyes. Yes, it's exactly what I did.
All right,
it's just frozen.
I'm not going to lie. Yeah, Breezy went easy on you a little bit there.
I was like, I don't want to break the spoon or the mug.
All right, turn around because mine smells awful. Turn around and face the wall.
All right, Breeze.
Wait.
In the corner.
Oh, my God. Show the camera.
Show all the cameras.
Moose, you need help. No, you're twisted. You need the things you will do to not go to therapy. Oh my God. Joe, listen.
Am I good to go?
Yes. I know that this is one of your last weeks of your internship, and I understand if you want to call it quits early. Like, you don't have to, you really don't have to do this.
But I'm going to, because we commit to the bit.
All right, now listen. Take your time with this, okay? Really feel around, smell your fingers, do everything you gotta do.
Smell my fingers.
I just want to make sure you know what you're about to get your hand into. Okay,
you're
slow.
Twisted. You need help.
All right, it's
you
mystery
need
box.
Help.
Okay, slow, Joe. Slow. Tell us what you're feeling.
Nothing. Air so far.
Slow.
Oh, this is gross. Okay, so this is a takeout container.
Yes.
I don't know what's in the takeout container.
We got
except that it was cold and sticky.
Feel around. Now Joe's hand is deep in the box.
Oh my God.
He's feeling it around.
That's
disgusting.
Oh my God,
that's gross. I'm not going to do that.
Tell you got to go through with it, buddy. Go ahead. Reach your hand in.
It feels like it's probably mildly melted chocolate. That's my hope.
It could be
something totally worse. Could totally be feces, but I'm not going to stick my hand in it anymore.
Nope.
No, you have to.
You have to stick your finger in it and just tell us what 100% what you think it is.
Yeah, I think it's chocolate. I hope it's chocolate.
Okay.
I hope it's chocolate.
Put your
but
finger
Moose
in it.
Was just in the bathroom for a pretty long time, so
yeah,
I don't know.
So
put your finger in it and then do a taste test.
I'm not doing a taste test.
All
right, I'm not doing a taste test.
At least grab it with your hands. You got to feel it a little bit more, Joe.
I felt it. It's gross.
Is it warm? Is it warm?
Not really.
Okay,
thank God.
That's a good sign.
It's because it was in the toilet.
Okay, Go ahead and
it's not wet though.
Go ahead and tell us what your final guess is.
Moose took chocolate and molded it and put it in this. That's my guess.
Well, do you feel any nuts?
No, I didn't feel around that much.
Pull it out. Pull it out.
Oh man, I was right. It's a melted chocolate bar.
That's what you think.
I don't know if, yeah.
Now you have to guess what animal it came from.
That is a Snickers bar. That is a Snickers bar.
I think it's a Baby Ruth, but
that's actually incorrect. I'm so sorry, dude. That is
you are a sick individual.
That is a Twix mixed with a Milky Way molded into a Baby Ruth, microwaved for 20 seconds.
Okay.
So when I was in LA, I was in charge.
It looks
of,
like a log. If I was I'm being honest.
And when I was in LA, I was in charge of props.
So. Yeah. He was like, how do I make it look like a pile of crap?
We love a craft project for sure.
You win 2 out of 2, buddy.
Awesome.
Nice job.
Couldn't be me. Yeah, no.
I'm going to go wash my hands now.